Patients at the University of Michigan in the Pulmonary Rehabilitation Center make music to counter a troubling ailment, the loss of breath. Aiding their goal for improved breathing is an instrument that fits easily into a shirt pocket, called the French fiddle or harp in France, a mouth organ in other regions, and in the U.S., it's known as the harmonica. The harmonica, in addition to its more recent therapeutical benefits, has been used worldwide in many musical genres, most notably in the blues, country, and American folk music. And, with modernity, its inclusion is no longer alien to classical, jazz, country, or rock and roll. There are many types of harmonicas, though all are negotiated by using one's mouth, lips, and tongue to direct air into or out of one of the framed holes on the instrument's mouthpiece. The earliest form of the harmonica is said to have first appeared in Vienna around 1824. In 1826, its basic form as we know it today was adopted almost universally. However, in 1857, Martinus Hohner, a clockmaker from Germany, started mass-producing harmonicas largely supplied in the U.S., where it rapidly became popular. Historians say U.S. President Abraham Lincoln carried a harmonica in his pocket. It also provided solace to soldiers on both the Union and Confederate sides of the American Civil War. And frontiersmen Wyatt Earp and Billy the Kid played the harmonica, helping to make it a fixture of the American musical landscape. Harmonicas, initially associated with the poor in the U.S., appeared on a handful of recordings in the early 1900s and in the mid-1920s on so-called race records, intended for the black market in southern states. So-called hillbilly music, intended for white audiences, was also recorded with the harmonica. Eventually, the instrument made its way into the blues, where black migrants in the North, mainly in Chicago, Detroit, St. Louis, and New York, fully embraced it. After the 1960s and 70s, where the use of the instrument was in decline, the harmonica has gradually regained its popularity in the U.S., along with Japan and Hong Kong, and it appears to have taken an impressive foothold not only in classical, but jazz, Sufi, and Irish music, in addition to being a mainstay in blues, bluegrass, and country. Playing a wind instrument like the harmonica can nurture, motivate, and give patients, say therapists, welcome relief from their ailments. And whether it's for health or environmental benefits, playing and hearing it can be, as the saying goes, a breath of fresh air. I'm Jonathan Overby, and this is another in the Odyssey series, exploring music the world over and its power to create greater understanding of those near and far.